Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Indiana bill protects prayer for students and other religious liberty. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Indiana House and the Senate have recently passed a bill that would protect public school students from discrimination when they are praying or engaging in religious activities before, during, and after school. It's called HB 2014, and it has now been passed, and it's sent on to Governor Eric Holcomb for signature. This is great news, Matt. Kentucky recently passed a comprehensive religious freedom bill that is applying to the school students as well. Now Indiana is also following suit, and I encourage other states to do something similar.
Yeah, the tide has turned here. We are seeing a shift in policy. President Trump, some people in the know, some people that you know, Deacon Keith Fournier and some others, are hearing from people in the know that there's going to be a big push for religious liberty at the federal level. But this is so encouraging to see in Indiana and Kentucky and elsewhere, where some of the erosion that we have seen taking place over the last 8 years and the attacks against religious liberty, those being turned around, the unconstitutional assaults on children and their unalienable right to pray in school, to read the Bible in school and such things. People are catching on, the tide is turning, and we should all be encouraged.
Right, and it's so important that we protect these students' First Amendment rights. I mean, we saw it with our client, the Carmel Teens for Life, the Indiana Pro-Life Student Club. In fact, the president, who's a fireball, we're so proud of her, she actually addressed the Indiana House Education Committee in support of this bill, saying that student voices are being silenced and it's time to take a stand. And we're seeing it, a current case we're dealing with in Tampa, where a teacher is punishing students for wearing crosses. I mean, it's just so important that we protect their rights.
Yeah, the president of this Carmel Students for Life actually spoke to the legislature. So we represented Carmel Teens for Life. These were high school students that wanted to celebrate and promote adoption over abortion.
Right, put up a big sign.
And the school authorities tore it down.
Without even talking to them.
No notice at all, and they didn't give it back to them. Just tore it down, ripped it apart. And
they'd spent hours putting it together.
Yeah, they spent hours putting it together. They had the whole group. They had photographs putting this whole sign together where they were drawing the signs and so forth. And so we got involved and we sent a demand letter to the school in Indiana. And to the school's credit, when they investigated, the good news is they reversed course. And then earlier this year, the students were allowed to recreate the sign and put it back up on the bulletin board. As a result of that, this particular issue, this story, became well known in Indiana and around the country, and it was part of the impetus for the legislators passing this bill. And Mary, the high school president of this pro-life club, she actually spoke to and addressed the Indiana House Education Committee in support of this bill on the prior vote, and she said that student voices are being silenced, and it's time to take a stand. So isn't that amazing? You know, this young high school girl going to testify. Not only, you know, when they ultimately reached out to us, they saw their action reversing course. The message did get out. Then she was able to testify before a House Education Committee. Now a bill has been passed by the House and the Senate, and it was sent on to the governor.
So what a great, you know, a great message to young people. They can make a difference, and they do need to stand up for their First Amendment rights. And here's an example of where they did it, and the students won the case.
Another example you mentioned the Tampa case with a lesbian teacher who was without permission, putting rainbow symbols,
stickers
and things on student notebooks and decorating her class with pro homosexual propaganda and banning literally unconstitutionally banning crosses from her classroom.
And punishing the students.
And punishing students. Just bullying. This is bullying, yeah. Let's be honest. And the backlash has been tremendous. I'm reading now accounts where the students are coming together in opposition to this teacher. They're coming to school wearing crosses, exercising their First Amendment rights, wearing crosses. There was an account of this in the newspaper there in Tampa Bay. So encouraging, and Liberty Counsel has brought this bullying to the forefront, this anti-Christian discrimination. And these are the kind of flashpoints, the kind of cases that make people aware around the nation of the anti-Christian religious discrimination we're seeing from the so-called progressive left.
Yeah, you're seeing that all over the country. Where, and also there was something I posted on my Facebook. There was another school where a guy and a girl, high school, and they were standing on a public sidewalk in front of their school as school was ending for the day, and they had some pro-life signs. And the assistant principal.
Oh, I just watched.
Did
the
you
video
see that?
Night.
I mean, stood in front of them, and he says, "I'm gay." And you know,
I'm as gay as the day is long.
I'm as gay as the day is long, and was shouting at them and getting in their face.
He actually assaulted the boy.
Assaulted him.
Pushed the boy. Unbelievable. It is a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, and this principal has now been suspended.
Thankfully.
And as these people were going by, then he started singing really loud so that they couldn't hear.
It was demonic.
It was unbelievable. This is the kind of thing that these students are facing, whether it's high school, from some of these radical activists. And in this case, it shows you, like, this assistant principal. I mean, it's just bullying and mean what he was doing.
He literally assaulted the boy.
And
then
it's the same thing that this teacher in Tampa is doing, bullying and mean, forcing her agenda onto these students. It's this radical, intolerant LGBT agenda that is forcing it on them, or in the case with the Carmel Teens for Life, an anti-abortion agenda, or a pro-abortion, I should say, agenda against people who are pro-life.
You know, it seems like the schools are no longer a safe place for children to learn the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now they're getting bullied and indoctrinated with all this pro-LGBT and abortion indoctrination. It's just ridiculous.
It's very disconcerting. You know, you send your child to school in the Tampa case. Assume that this ninth grader is going to be studying math. Instead, they're pushing the LGBT agenda on them. And then in Carmel, you know, in the other one with the video, same thing. You don't expect that your assistant principal is going to just literally berate you.
He went berserk.
And assault. And just went berserk.
It's cussing, screaming.
It's good they
bizarre.
Got that on
and
tape.
And you know, now a lot of those things are on tape. So this young boy was filming the assistant principal the whole time.
Here's what was amazing about that, though. It was a microcosm of what we're seeing in the larger picture in the battle between the secular left and constitutional freedoms and conservatives and Christians and the free exercise of religious liberty. These students, 16 years old, standing there, and these signs weren't graphic, weren't
anything. No, and they weren't being loud or belligerent.
Not at all. Exercising their First Amendment rights on a public sidewalk, this teacher or vice principal comes screaming at them, acting like a child. And this guy was probably 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Well over 250 pounds.
Yeah, probably about 250 pounds.
Big, big man. And then he literally gets in the face of this boy, bumps into him. He's shaking him. I mean, that's assault. But what was so amazing and encouraging to me was the unwavering courage that these kids had. They did not back down one iota.
I'm trying to think of what I would have done.
How many were there?
15, 16.
Two of them. Two kids. They were amazing. They just stood. They
shared
their ground.
And they shared the gospel, too. And whenever they mentioned Jesus, this guy would go ballistic.
He'd go nuts. When they would name, and at the name of Jesus, he would almost be foaming at the mouth and go nuts. It was bizarre.
It was unbelievable. Well, kudos to Indiana, and I encourage other states to pass these laws as well. You know, a lot of these things that are in these laws, they're already permissible. But it's nice to have all of those things in one particular statute. So you can just point to one statute, whether it's after-school Bible clubs, you know, good news clubs. Can you pray around the flagpole? Can you have prayer or religious messages during your graduation? Can you have a report or some kind of paper that mentions religion or something of that nature? Can you pray during your lunch? You know, all those different kinds of things, they're already decided in many cases, but people don't have time to read thousands and thousands of pages. it's nice to put all this in a statute, and that's what these statutes in Kentucky and Indiana are. So I encourage other states to follow suit as well. If you need assistance or you need other information regarding your religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or the family, call Liberty Counsel at 407-875-1776. You can also go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and support. We have lots of information there online in our online store. And sign up for our various newsletters and emails at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.